You can record a message with Katie and Kay's Mountain Fair Memory Machine by calling 970-510-3250.
And you are tuned to Katie and Kay. This is drumming from this year's Mountain Fair. On Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And we have planned for you a very special Mountain Fair 2020 49th Annual Audio Montage coming up for the next hour or two, or maybe even three. We'll see how long. Starting off with the reminders.
Way too long.
I'm giving up the ghost day.
Moving on.
Dustin Bones.
Dustin Bones.
I said Dustin Bones.
Dustin Bones.
I'm holding on you for.
Way too long.
I'm giving up the ghost
day. Hey.
Stressing, overthinking, overworking.
Hey.
Clear your mind from anything that's toxic.
Hey.
Time to face your fears, never revisit.
The bitterness, the anger, the grudges you held on to.
You gotta leave it all behind. Lock them in a brown box, bury the hatchet, get planted. Solid as a rock, you will grow like a tree when you let it all go and feel free. Get excited about your future, keep on digging deeper to reach your highest potential. Become monumental.
I get inside,
now I'm truly satisfied.
I get inside,
now I'm truly satisfied.
Yeah. Dustin Bones.
Dustin Bones. Way too long.
I'm giving up the
ghost. Moving on.
Dustin Bones.
Dustin Bones.
Oh, what a feeling. Knowing that I can see
that I got love for something, yeah, but it ain't got love for me. No,
oh,
no, no.
Oh, what a feeling. Knowing that I can see
that I got love for something, yeah, but it ain't got love for me. No, no.
Où les fantômes vont nous tirer dans leur tombe.
Singing.
Il est temps de changer,
right.
Enterrer le passé.
Où
les fantômes vont nous tirer dans leur tombe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dig down, 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 10 feet deep,
hey.
20 feet deep,
hey.
30 feet deep, bury all those things, grab a hold of me.
Thank you.
And that was the Reminders playing at Mountain Fair just last night. And at Steve's Guitars, they were the sort of headliner for this year's festivities. You can hear the full concert by visiting Grassroots TV on YouTube. And that concert also included singer-songwriter Dave Jordan. For interviews with both artists, visit katieandkay.org. Next up, we revisit the opening moments of this year's fair, which occurred right here outside of Katie and Kay. Here's the opening blessing from Enchante.
Thank you, Katie and Kay. Thank you, Amy and the Mountain Fair Committee, for giving me this opportunity to share an opening prayer for this year's Mountain Fair celebration. Amy, you're a town treasure. Thank you for who you are and all you share with our community. And by the way, my name is Eden Shantae from True Nature Healing Arts. Thank you, Great Spirit, and all those watching over this Roaring Fork Valley and its inhabitants, past, present, and future. I am truly honored to share my voice with you today. It is my hope that my words ring true and offer inspiration, healing, and heartfelt love. This year's Mountain Fair motto is Stronger Together. To me, these words speak to the power of diversity, inclusivity, and openness that is so much very needed at this time of crisis. We are truly stronger together. In this age of the World Wide Web, we are no longer isolated and cannot ignore the vast multiplicity of humanity and the problems we collectively face. As the borders of apparent separation dissolve, how can we open our hearts and minds with courage and compassion to those we share this planet with? How can we welcome diversity on all levels into our community? My heart is heavy as there is so much hurt, fear, and anger. How can we support each other as we walk through this time of unrest and confusion? How can we begin to heal the collective hurt that we all carry? Within this great challenge that affects every facet of our lives, how can we be part of the solution that is needed at this time? These are the questions I grapple with on a daily basis. If we're going to survive and thrive as a species, we need to step outside our personal bubbles. We need to expand our perspective and welcome others who are different than we are. We have to be able to work in a conscious way with our anger so that we can truly listen to another's point of view. We need to become conscious of the fears we each carry and open our hearts to the trauma we've caused, either directly by our actions or indirectly by our complacency. Even though I've spent the last 30 years exploring psychology and spirituality to help understand and resolve the hurt from my past, I don't come to you as a fully healed or enlightened person, but rather as a fellow human being with a desire to learn and to grow. Throughout my life, like many of you, I have had hurtful things done to me, and yes, I have also done hurtful things to others. So it is with this admission, I offer a prayer, not just for the success of our Mountain Fair, but for ourselves and all our relations, past, present, and future. A prayer for all who share this earthly garden with us, be they people, animals, plants, insects, bacteria, molds, and yes, even viruses, for we are all interdependent within this great web of life on planet Earth. The prayer I'd like to offer is from the indigenous people of Hawaii. It's called Ho'oponopono, and it means, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. While this prayer offers apology and asks forgiveness for our transgressions, it also shares gratitude for the learning that occurs when we face our challenges and conflicts. It offers much needed love and forgiveness to ourselves and to others far and wide. 30 years ago, a clinical psychologist named Dr. Stanley Hugh Len healed a ward of mentally ill criminals in a Hawaiian state hospital with this Ho'oponopono prayer. I found it fascinating that he never visited the prisoners personally, but offered this prayer continuously while looking at their pictures and studying their files. In addition to the healing that occurred with the patients, there was also a great benefit to the staff and environment. Over a period of 4 years, the energy of the whole facility was transformed to the point that most every patient was released and the ward was shut down. So in the spirit of our personal healing and the healing of others, I offer this prayer. If you are available, visualize someone you have hurt personally that you'd like to heal. Or envision a group of people dear to you and dear to your heart that has been harmed by our culture or our history. This prayer holds great power. Regardless of your relationship to the people harmed or the hardship that occurred, thank you for joining me in this prayer, which will now begin. Please take a few deep, healing breaths into your body. Let your body relax with each out-breath. As you are comfortable, please close your eyes and visualize someone that you'd like to offer this healing prayer to. I'll share the prayer three times with periods of silence so that we can connect. Ho'oponopono, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Thank you for what this has taught me, and I love you. Ho'oponopono, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Thank you for what this has taught me, and I love you. Ho'oponopono, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. Thank you for what this has taught me, and I love you. Thank you for taking this time to offer these prayers. Thank you for taking responsibility for your actions. Thank you for stepping into the challenges of these times and making a difference to those less fortunate than you. We are truly one global family, and we all need to learn to honor our differences and work together for the prosperity of the whole. May this mountain fair be like a pebble dropping into a still pond, offering infinite and expanding rings of love, compassion, hope, and positive change. With love and gratitude, may there be peace within the hearts and minds of all. Thank you.
And thank you, Eden Shante, for that beautiful prayer over this mountain fair. Ho'oponopono. So here we are with a little bit of the opening drumming. That was Lori Loeb there introducing it. This occurred right outside of Katie and Kay, and our ace rover Cody Lee was able to follow the drumming as it made its way through town collecting magic. So we're going to begin with the audio that was captured during Express Yourself right at the beginning of this year's fair, and then we'll follow Cody Lee on his adventures, first with the drummers and later with Moab's Fiery Furnace Band. That and more coming up in this hour of audio montage from the 49th Annual Mountain Fair.
Cody. Whatever it I spoke to Dave about his music and the pandemic earlier this week.
Here we go, follow the...
We are listening to the Fiery Furnace Marching Band from Moab. This was on Friday night of the 49th Annual Mountain Fair. Audio captured by Cody Lee, dancing with the crowds. Now, people might have caught this marching band on Friday night, including the truck, the Confluence Jamboree, visiting different neighborhoods. Next up, we'll hear a little bit of audio from Chris Hassig of Let Them Roar on that truck.
Thank you.
And you are tuned to Katie and Kay, sharing some of the audio captured by our roving reporters throughout the weekend, sharing a bit of the ambiance of this year's very unique Mountain Fair experience. Something that was especially pronounced this year, I thought, was all the busking. Next up, we have a little clip of William Steinler and possibly a form of calling old souls busking on the streets of Main Street. Steinler and the band weren't the only ones to be found busking on Main Street. Many people also had the opportunity to hear Jazz Aspen Snowmass up and down from the Maker's Market to the 4th Street Plaza and possibly elsewhere.
I guess a man's gotta do what he can, but his best ain't worth nothing when he ain't worth a damn. Toss his last smoke into the promised land. His best ain't worth nothing when he ain't worth a damn. When he ain't worth a damn. When he ain't
is once again Jazz Aspen Snowmass. At the Maker's Market here at the 49th Annual Mountain Fair, going by the name of Social Distance Jazz Band in the program. Next up, we're going to hang with the Mountain Maker Market, and we will be joining Kathleen Shannon as she explores the booths, which are open until 5 p.m., so there's still time to make it.
So what's your name and tell me about what's going on in your tent?
Okay, I am Jen Grant and my business name is Ruby Moon, and I create flags using hand-carved block prints to celebrate moments, milestones, passions, and for people to connect and support each other.
Beautiful. And tell me a little bit about the process of making them.
Sure. So I start with a drawing and I transfer that to a linoleum or wood block, and then I carve the image, roll it with ink, and then press it onto the fabrics and the papers. And so they're all made with original hand-carved blocks and then created with a permanent ink so the flags can go inside or out to spread good intentions out to the world.
Yeah, awesome. And can you, is there one in particular that, I mean, they're all lovely. Is there one that you have a kind of a personal favorite?
I think this one is one of my most favorites. It's a series of images that have a lot of outdoor images, kind of peaceful. And it ends with a quote that says, wishing you strength, love, comfort, and peace. And the title of it is called Thinking of You. And it's just lovely because I've heard so many wonderful stories about people sharing it with each other to support. And particularly during this crazy pandemic time, I've had people order it online to be sent to their aunt across the country or their parents. It's just a way of staying connected when we're all being asked to stay at home.
Absolutely. It's such a lovely visual reminder.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and how do you feel about, I assume you've been to Mountain Fairs in the past.
Yes.
So how are you feeling to be here at this particularly unique one?
Incredibly grateful. I am not from the Valley. I'm from down the Front Range, and we've come up to Mountain Fair for 7 years now, and it's my favorite show, and I love the Carbondale community, and I'm so impressed with how hard people have worked to kind of create a creative, reimagined fair this year for people to at least gather as much as possible safely, and I'm just ever so grateful to be a part of it.
My name is Dana. This is my sister's company, and it's called Authentic. She's here out of Carbondale, Colorado, and she is biodynamic and organic certified. There's only a small handful of us in the country. And she won 2 awards for best topicals at the Indo Expo for 2 years in a row, which is our juniper joint rub, which is made for pain. It's a great anti-inflammatory that has juniper, arnica, chaparral, turmeric, orange, frankincense and myrrh, and a full plant spectrum of hemp. And it's great for arthritis and deep joint muscle pain. Our other award winner is our woman's moon balm, made only on the full moon for menstrual cramps.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And we also have our sublinguals here, which is also a full plant spectrum and third-party testing. And you get over 113 cannabinoids. We're really high in CBDA, which is great for prostate cancer and breast cancer. We are seed to skin, so she is the farmer. She does everything from processing it, farming it, to creating the products.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Yeah. And how do you feel about the vibe at the market today? Obviously, it's different from previous years.
It is, but it's really well organized, and I like how people are respecting space and everybody's masks, and it's very safe. And anytime we do any type of credit charge, we have Ayla here, which is putting cleaning, sanitizing hands from every touch of everything. So we've been on it. It's been great.
My name is Robert Birch, and I have glass and metal sculptures for sale here. And kind of the shtick I've been telling people is I started working with glass here in the Valley when I was 16, and then moved into fabrication and for steel and construction, and so that's why I've started to branch out from just the glass stuff. A lot of the industry is basically just doing colorful vessels, and I'm trying to mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I also see wood pieces and stone and rope and some other materials.
Yeah, that's the latest. I've been trying to tie climbing knots with glass.
Oh, cool.
And then thread the real rope in.
I see that.
Uh-huh. But it is wicked hard. So
that's hard just with regular rope.
Just imagine like you pull out this cord and you have 10 seconds to tie this knot, but you're not allowed to touch it. And if it touches back in the process, it's just done.
Oh, yeah.
So
what was the most challenging one to make? Or maybe your favorite one to make?
I think over here. I mean, this one. Here, you can't get the sound. This is, I inflated a glass vessel into a spring from a car, and so it threads in and out, so you can actually unscrew the base out of the.
That's really cool.
The metal.
But it's a perfect fit, so it won't break easily.
Yeah, I mean, a lot.
I would be afraid I'd break that.
No. Well, I mean, there's a lot of broken glass on the way to get one right, but yeah, That's basically the tricky part. Glass doesn't like to deal with other materials very well, so there's like lots of workarounds or just figuring out how to handle it in certain ways.
Have you sold at other mountain fairs?
Yeah, I would say most of them since 2009.
And obviously this one is very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about being out here today?
I'm just happy to talk to new people outside of my germ pod.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And seeing all your friends that you can't quite hit up to go hang out. So it's been kind of a weird, empty summer without, like, because the people make Carbondale fun, and if you can't hang out with them, it sort of sucks. But just been rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's all I've been doing.
My name is Jan Schubert, and my company is Be Happy Candles, and I make pure beeswax candles. I make the molds and the candles, and then I apply different kind of surface decorations to them.
Can you tell me about what your favorite pieces to make are, your favorite shapes?
Well, always my newest molds that I've made are usually my favorite ones because, you know, it's new and exciting. So I just made the asparagus one, so that's been kind of exciting doing that. There are some old tried and true ones like the acorns that I probably first made over 20 years ago. So, you know, and then I've been making these hearts that I really like that aren't candles, but they're just wall art that are framed. But hearts are very special to me.
Yeah, those are lovely. And have you done mountain fairs in the past?
Yeah, I've been doing mountain fair for many, many years. I can't tell you how many years. Because
probably not more than 49.
No. But my family's here in Carbondale, so I would come and visit them even when I lived in California and do mountain fair.
Awesome. And obviously this year is so different, but how does it feel to be here?
It's so good. This is my it's so funny. This is my first, you know, fair of the year, and it may be my only fair of the year, and so it was a little bit, I was used to selling every weekend, you know, so it was like trying to set up this morning. I'm going, okay, what do I need?
It's been a while.
But it's nice. It's nice being here, and it's nice having the music, the marching bands in the background. I just love it.
So my name is Desiree, and I own DNH Designs. I focus on recycling and upcycling items from the Valley. I make jewelry, I make air plant holders, and I use locally sourced guitar strings, bike chain, tire tubes, bullets. And I also buy as much as I can locally. All my stones are from Glenwood at the Silver Bead.
What are these guys right here?
So those are bullet shells, and then they are encased. They have a magnesite spike in them. So the white are the magnesite, and then the red are dyed.
Have you been around for other mountain fairs in the past doing this?
I have, yes. I have done, this will be my third, I believe. So I've done the bigger ones, and this one is definitely a lot different, a lot smaller, but I'm very thankful that they have managed to put this together for us.
My name is Tyler Bell, and this is Vera Herbals.
Great. And tell me a little bit just about some of the products you have here.
So, Vera comes from the word veritas, which means truth. And we started creating these products after I broke my back and had a back surgery, and I got addicted to OxyContin for like 4 years.
Yikes.
And so I got off that,
mm-hmm.
and we started making all these salves and stuff, and then that developed into an obsession with all the mushrooms and herbs and teas. And so we make stuff to, we try to make everything that you can need to not take drugs and natural remedies and everything. So we make salves, and we do herbal alchemy. We make spagyric preparations of tinctures, which is like an ancient process. It's how all medicine used to be made. And then we do all the mushrooms, and we make teas and all stuff like that. And then everything, we do our absolute best. All of our packaging is either compostable or post-consumer recycled. And we try to keep a focus on sustainability with everything that we do. Conscious business.
Cool. And if you had to pick like one personal favorite product, which one would it be?
I like the spagyrics. It's a really cool process. In alchemy, everything comes from the three philosophical principles, the mercury, sulfur, and salt. The mercury represents the spirit, the sulfur represents the soul, and then the salt is the body. And so in alchemy, you separate the three principles, and then through transmutation, make them into the purest form possible. And then you recombine all of them, and it captures the full synergy and essence of the plant, and in my opinion, makes the best medicine that you can make.
And to back up a little bit, can you talk a little bit about the vibe of the marketplace here today?
I think the vibe is incredible. I want to see more hugs, but I think the vibe is so amazing, and everyone in this town is awesome, and there's nowhere else I'd rather be at this exact time in the entire world.
And that was KDNK reporter Kathleen Shannon at the Mountain Makers Market. Once again, open until 5 p.m., so there's just enough time. You might be able to get over there if it's not already maxed out. And we are remembering the 49th Annual Mountain Fair with an audio montage from some of our roving reporters for KDNK. We're going to continue on with audio gathered by Kathleen Shannon. This is, once again, the Jazz Aspen band, Jazz Aspen Snowmass, and this time playing at the 4th Street Plaza. Stay tuned for an audio postcard from Amy Haddon Marsh of the Worcester Dog Show.
We have our oldest member, Isaac Musselman. He looks really good for 93, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Dustin Lutomsky on trumpet. Patrick on clarinet. Tim Fox on trumpet. Mr. Chris Bank. And Patrick. And Patrick Fagan.
Plenty of action going on in the streets of Carbondale with live music abound, roving around with the Confluence Jamboree and accumulating on the street corners. Everybody wearing masks and keeping their distances, of course. We also had a lot of action going on at the station with our dedicated DJs programming special shows all weekend long, including Mountain Fair memories and live footage from past mountain fairs. Next up, we're going to hear from Modern Marty, sharing a little bit about his Mountain Fair memories.
That was very nice. Music from the late, great Howard Berkman. And I'm going to give one of my Mountain Fair memories right now. My first Mountain Fair was probably 1980. And then I was just visiting my father, and then I ended up moving here in 83. And my memory of the 80s is seeing a lot of Howard Berkman shows. And also, I saw, it was kind of unique. Everyone else, back in those days, there wasn't the secured areas for your tents. People brought their blankets. But there's always this big, large of people called Camp Bonedale. And I've got John Thiel on the phone right now, who started Camp Bonedale.
Hey, Marty. Hey, happy Saturday. Happy 49th Carbondale Mountain Fair to you.
Happy fair to you, too, good sir.
Back in 83, I think that was the second year that we had the sign that we have now. We started Camp Bonedale based on the premise that we wanted to have a rendezvous point. A lot of the Camp Bonedale crew were high schoolers from Roaring Fork High School and locals, and kids from Colorado Mountain College. And some of the kids that had moved away to college, you know, all throughout the state and across the country would make a pilgrimage back to Carbondale for Mountain Fair. You know, the summer there would start with Memorial Day and then 4th of July and then Mountain Fair and Labor Day. And for us, Mountain Fair was the highlight of the summer. So creating Camp Bonedale was, some place for everybody to get together. Of course, we didn't have cell phones back then. And people that would man camp would know who's in town, where they're at, what they're up to, when they're going to be back in the park. And it just worked out as a great place to gather and reconnect and refresh our friendships with everybody.
Yeah, what I liked about it, like I said, you walked up and there's like the big flag and it was like, you know, the Camp Bonedale, and you knew that was, you know, something special there. So how long did the Camp Bonedale go for? I mean, it's did it continue throughout the, because I left for a little bit of time from the Roaring Fork Valley.
It was perpetuated. I moved in 1986 to San Diego for work. I graduated high school. We were the first class to go through Roaring Fork High, freshman through senior. I started my freshman year there in 76, and we graduated 1980, and the summer of 81 was the first year that we had Camp Bonedale. Then the first year was just a piece of surveyor's lap with a cardboard sign staple on it. You know, Carbondale's had long had the Bonedale for the nickname.
Sure.
And we would secure territory. We always liked to be by the sound booth in front of the stage and with the beer garden just off to our left.
That's a great location.
Yeah. It was always lots of fun. We would start out really Thursday night. Usually the festivities would begin, and most of us would take Friday off if possible and help set up. Had a lot of friends with Carbondale Council for Arts and Humanities and new people that were vendors, and Rick Lawrence used to run the stage setup crew, and Drew Handy and Todd Welch. My brother David was a DJ for KDNK for a lot of years. So there's people perpetuated Camp Bonedale after I left. The sign is still in existence. I don't know if we've set the sign up the last couple years, but between Drew Handy and my brother and Todd Welch, they would store it and you know, ceremonially set it up every Friday night and have it there all weekend.
Well, I'm hoping for the big 5-0 we can bring back Camp Bonedale.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be there for the 50th. You know, this is my 40th high school anniversary.
Oh,
we're going to have a big reunion this year, and with this, you know, the COVID stuff that squelched those plans. But a lot of us were going to come back, you know, celebrate Mountain Fair and duel with the reunion. But we can do that next year.
Yeah, next year I'm sure it'll be a big, it'll probably be the biggest because everyone's going to be wanting to come back after this year. And yeah, it's also the 50th anniversary. And so a lot of us remember way back then. So thank you very much, John. This has been a great story about Camp Bonedale and a great Mountain Fair memory. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay. I've got you on the air, sweetheart.
It is afternoon, right?
Yeah. It's a little bit towards one, and we're going to get ready to switch the show off. But, you know, what are you thinking? Tell us a tale.
Oh, goodness gracious. I have a zillion around the tip of my tongue, but
all right,
I'm just going
to go. How about a Mountain Fair memory?
Oh, gosh, so many. I remember exactly what I was wearing because I'm very much, I like my fashion. People were stepping over me. I shouldn't tell this. And I was outside of, guess where they were serving beer at the time. And people just let it go. They were just like, yeah, she's got a pulse. She's looking good. Her cheeks are rosy. Just step on over her and go on by and get your beer. My other one was when I had to do community service, and what did they put me in charge of? Pouring beer at the Mountain Fair.
Uh-oh. That sounds dangerous.
It was. Oh, my gosh. And it wasn't like a crime. It was an insurance thing. Being hosed down by the fire department. David Troy playing. I don't know. It just goes on and on. I worked... serving food for Linda's Kitchen, and just the wonderful people I've met at Mountain Fair. Oh, it's just an exhilarating experience all the way around.
Right on.
It really is.
Thanks, Louise, for keeping the spirit, there's a lot of rhymes in music, and I'm going to do some rhyming for you. Here's a teaser from the Boulder, Colorado artist, Tommy Bolin. Right?
Oh, I love
on.
It.
I love it.
The party pleaser.
And you are tuned to KDNK, soaking up the nostalgia for this 49th annual Mountain Fair, one to never forget. I was reflecting with a friend that it would have been easy to just, go through the 49th, go through the motions and get over it to get to the 50th, but this pandemic year has made it the most out there Mountain Fair yet, quite potentially. And I did hear somebody reflect at the end of the nearly nude bike ride last night that it was possibly the best Mountain Fair for them, so... cool to hear that sentiment. We've got a lot more audio to share now, focusing more on the occurrences of last night, including that nearly nude bicycle ride. We also have first some audio from the Worcester Dog Show. By the way, this is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. And in celebration of Mountain Fair, we are preempting alternative radio, as well as a few other programs. We will jump into E-Town, but in case you were wondering, Professor Michael Eric Dyson is the guest on alternative radio, and you can find that program online, absolutely. And this year's fair featured the first and hopefully not the last annual Worcester Dog Show at Carbondale's Puppy Dome near the rodeo grounds on Saturday morning. Kitty and K's Amy Haddon Marsh stayed for the whole thing and has this audio postcard.
That's Spark right there.
like, hey, hey. I know, they got good music. All right, how do I do this?
All right, number two. Come on, that's something you say, Casey. God, it's like a song.
Welcome, everybody, to
Worcester Dog Show. This is part of Mountain Fair, and it is sponsored by RJ Paddywax and Nulo Pet Food, and I'd like to thank them.
Jane Bachrach, why Worcester?
I wanted to do a dog show. I did the Worcester in like 2006 or 2008 as a fundraiser for KDNK. And it was a big hit, but it was part of Bone Day in Dogdale. It was a whole day of activities,
oh, right.
Remember?
Yeah.
And this was part of it. So we haven't done it in years and years and years. And because Soper's Park was closed, where there aren't any dogs allowed, I thought, what a great opportunity to do a dog show. And the Worcester is a takeoff, obviously, on the Westminster Dog Show.
Tell us about that.
The Westminster Dog Show is the most prestigious dog show in the country. It takes place every year in New York, I think at Madison Square Garden, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it's really proper and, you know, it's only purebred dogs. The best of the best are only allowed to compete in the Westminster Dog Show. And so I thought, let's do something fun and do the worst of the worst and the best of the worst. Hence the Worcester Dog Show.
Ale,
yes it is. And that's seriously, that's how they are at the Westminster. They don't smile. They're very serious. Oh, can you please walk your poodle? You know, and here, obviously, it was the complete opposite.
Hey, y'all, get on out there.
Exactly. We want to do it every year and make it bigger and better. We obviously had some glitches. Ben, as the announcer, was excellent. He was really, really good. And the judges, Jory DeVilbiss, who rescues dogs all the time herself, and Wes Boyd, who's the director of care, and Dr. Bonnie from Carbondale Animal Hospital, they were qualified, yet they all have great personalities. So, and Emily Bennett was my right-hand person, and she was invaluable.
Well, you look really excited and happy about this, Jane.
It was fun. I think people really liked it. You know, with what's going on right now in the country and the world, actually, you know, people need to laugh. And this was so silly. You know, that's what it was. It was silly and fun. And people love dogs.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No. Thank you.
Who is it? A ginger.
5.5 months old. Little toy Australian Shepherd. And she loves giving kisses, playing tug of war, and playing with other dogs.
Okay, so this is just the place for you, huh?
Yeah, she's excited.
Where did the cowboy get a wiener dog? Why did the cowboy get a wiener dog? You know, somebody told him to get along, little doggy.
No. Hi. No, no. I knew she was going to do that. Better watch out. I'm Megan, and this is Luna.
Tell me about Luna.
She's a one-year-old Siberian Husky, German Shepherd mix, and she's learning come and sit and stay. But haven't quite got it down yet. She's still very excitable.
She's lovely. Describe her to us.
I call her a husky in the front and a German Shepherd in the back because she's got the husky face and a German Shepherd back legs and tail. She's tan and just really pretty brown eyes. She's just such a puppy. Easy. Oh, you just want to play with everybody. You sniffed the microphone.
Let's hear it for Miss Luna.
This is Poncho. Poncho, we believe, is a Maremma. He's from we got him as a puppy at Aspen Shelter. And he's 12 years old. He doesn't do any tricks. He's never done any tricks. He's never paid attention to me at all. So, but he's been a great partner in that he's very independent, and we fortunately like to do the same things. He's single-minded, and he will do whatever he'd like to do.
So what's your name, Lefty?
Well, he's an old-timer. I can't remember the name of the category, but he's an old-timer. And that's about it. He doesn't really do anything.
All right, we have our winner. The worst-behaved dog in Urbandale, the worst of the worst, Mr. Dog Show, showing general apathy, lack of caring, pretty much does his own thing. Let's all give it up for Pancho. Pancho, what's your for you, buddy? What do you think?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude, how does it feel to win the most prestigious award for a dog to win in Carbondale? Hey, he's sat. Look at that. Well, let's give it up for Pancho and John.
And a big thank you to Amy Haddon Marsh for that charming report. That was really fun. And congratulations to Pancho for winning the Best of the Worstminster, Worst of the Worst Dog Show. That was yesterday morning here at the 49th Annual Mountain Fair. And you are tuned to KDNK. The time is 5:03. And we are preempting alternative radio tonight to play back some highlights from our roving reporters at this 49th Annual Mountain Fair, sharing a little bit of the essence of the fair, some of the fun shenanigans. Now focusing a little bit more on the Saturday night festivities, we begin with Marty once again, this time interviewing Amy Kimberly about this year's fair.
I have Amy Kimberly, Executive Director of Carbondale Arts, on the phone. How are you doing, Amy?
Oh, happy fair.
Happy awesome. Happy 49. It's been fun.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
So how did the day go? I went very quick in the market. How would you say that worked out today?
Wow, it's been just fantastic. There have been people waiting all day to go in and really supporting these artists, being really respectful of each other, keeping distances, but definitely supporting locals. So that feels really good.
Yes, absolutely. So that was the... go ahead.
We did have some impromptu music. We had the socially distanced jazz band play, which was really fun, out on the street.
Awesome. And also earlier today was the dog show, when we had a report from our own Amy Haddon Marsh about the Worstminster Dog Show. And it sounded like that was a nice success. You were out there earlier today, I think?
I sure was. I don't have a dog, though, so I just was an observer.
Well, according to Amy, someone snuck in a horse, one of those.
It was so cute.
So the size of a dog, but they snuck it in. They go, it's a horse rodeo. It's a rodeo grounds.
I don't know if you've seen the unicorn horse that are traveling about town today, but it's amazing. There's two horse unicorns that have been on the streets.
Oh, I'll be looking for that when I get off at 4 o'clock. So, right. And speaking of 4 o'clock, we're going to start bringing the fair to the people. What are the night's activities?
That's right. We sure are. Tonight, we've got Sleepy Justice, and they'll be on the truck from 4 to 5:15 traveling about. And we will also have Dave Jordan, and it is a playing partner, I think his name is Wolf. They're from New Orleans, so that should be really exciting. They also are playing Streaming Steve. Tonight they'll be closing out the show. So, and we have, most importantly, the Fiery Furnace Marching Band.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it's really fun. You never know where we're going to show up. We don't really like to advertise because we need to keep crowds at bay. But it was a beautiful night last night.
So if you do see the band on your street, we want you always, you know, definitely enjoy the band, but definitely keep a nice social distancing from the stage.
Yes, please.
Okay, that's exciting. Did it work out well last night?
It really did. I mean, you know, I thought we were going to have pouring rain. So already the weather was fabulous. And the uplifting feeling and was just incredible. We got so much positive response in the neighborhoods, little kids, elderly, just people were so joyful and so thankful that we had come through. So we even had a rainbow last night.
Oh, it wouldn't be a Mountain Fair without a rainbow.
I know.
And then just took a quick look at tomorrow's activities. We have the Maker's Market again at 10 a.m.
Yep, 10 to 5.
So that'll be really...
And then, you know, really we'll be going out tomorrow again at 4 with Vid WeatherX and Chris Bank, Suzanne Paris. So that should be a really fun set to catch if you can. We also have classical music tomorrow, which will be at Thompson House, and that is full, but it's a quintet led by Minsa Wu and some just wonderful local musicians. And we have the Mariachi Jalisco is what we're going to be finishing the fair off with this year.
That's a very fun slate of activities tomorrow as well. So it's been kind of interesting but fun for, you know, virtual social distancing Mountain Fair. I've really enjoyed playing a lot of the archives from the last 10 to 15 years of all the other bands that we've played. And you just realize how many amazing, amazing bands have, you know, gone on the Mountain Fair stage.
Yeah, there really have been a lot, and I'm so grateful that Katie and Katie have been able to capture a lot of it. I mean, there's years and years that hasn't been captured, so, you know, thank God for modern technology.
Exactly.
But tonight, the show at Stream and Steve's is really the crown jewel tonight. We really hope that people tune in from wherever. You know, you can watch it anywhere in the world as long as you have internet. And I think the reminders are they have the kind of music and message that is important to hear and talk. Besides being musicians, they're real activists and really engaged in community. They live over in Colorado Springs, but Samir is from Brussels and Ali is from New York, Queens. And I actually am curious to find out how they landed in Colorado Springs, but they do workshops all over the country and are really involved in community. So we're excited to share them with our community. And, you know, we're also really happy to be able to support artists of color, even though they won't really get the... We're going to have to bring them back next year so they could really have, hopefully, a full Mountain Fair experience. But this will be a little dip in the water for them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing them. Luke Nessler had on Express Yourself yesterday a really fine interview with them, and they talked about their history and how they have played here in the Valley before, but not here in Carbondale. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that tonight, streaming from Steve's Guitar. So definitely we're going to be playing that on the radio, and, of course, you can go on carbondalehouse.com and find other ways to check it out as well.
That's right. And the whole show opens up with Natalie and Lizzie. Natalie Spears and Lizzie Plotkin, and I mean, they're just phenomenal, and we did not get them on the stage this year, so I'm really excited to hear their music as well.
Oh, yeah, I was playing some of their earlier, and they're locals, but I've seen them on Steve's Guitar before, and yeah, they're just wonderful. Mm-hmm. They're wonderful. And, of course, you also have a closing show from New Orleans, Mr. Dave Jordan.
Mr. Dave Jordan, that's right. I've known Dave for... I don't know. I shouldn't figure it out, but at least 25 years probably. He used to have a band called Juice that I had many a good night to back in my younger days. And he comes to Colorado every summer. He's played Snowmass summer concert maybe 2 years ago. And yeah, it's a good time to get out in New Orleans in the summer. And Dave and the guy that he's playing with, I mean, they have played with all the New Orleans greats. They've been around a long time, and they bring that flavor and soul to us.
Yeah, I played a track from their record earlier. I kicked off the show with Dave Jordan. It was really, really nice stuff. So really looking forward to hearing all that. So the show tonight starts at 8 o'clock, where mm-hmm. you'll be doing the intro, and it goes from there. And once again, we'll be playing it live here on the radio. And but for between now and 8 o'clock, look for the Mountain Fair coming to you on a trailer and a mobile stage near your street. And, yeah, it's just it's a great way that you've made lemonade out of what we have here in the situation and just made it really interesting and unique fair.
Well, thank you. Thanks for holding down the fort there. And thanks to KDNK for doing all the great archiving and work that they're doing. And, you know, you can listen in at KDNK from 4 to 7 right tonight and tomorrow night. Well, actually, we are going to be the show at Steve's is going to also be on KDNK tonight.
That is correct, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, if you don't feel like getting in front of a computer screen, just turn on your radio.
Absolutely.
And join in the vibe.
Yeah, it should be a very special night. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing you in just a few hours from the stage of Steve's Guitars.
You bet. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And that was Modern Marty speaking with Amy Kimberly yesterday before the big benefit concert for Carbondale Arts. And it sure was amazing. So happy to have had that broadcasted live here on KDNK. And we've pulled a few clips to highlight some of that goodness, which you can also catch archived by either visiting Listen to Shows You Missed on KDNK, or you can also go to YouTube and search Grassroots TV. So here are a few tracks from Natalie Spears and Lizzie Plotkin.
We have Natalie Spears and Lizzie Plotkin. They're just about, well, actually not just about, they have started their GoFundMe for their next album. Can we still call them albums?
Yes.
I'm old, so. And so the way that you can help them is to go to their webpage, which is Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-Y, and Natalie.com. But you guys, sit back, enjoy. These are two of my favorite performers, and I'm so glad that you're here with us. I really am. It means so much. So thank you.
Our pleasure.
All right, we're going to start it out with a tune on the new record. It's called Carry Me With You.
Ocean, desert, jungle, and sea. Don't go far, come back to me. Back to the place where we started, where you kissed my broken heart. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. We got the plane, fly from Alaska, from the desert we did fly. Long views of rising, back up full of memories. Carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. Meet you down by the linen gorge, out where the river it runs wild. Take a boat, a paddle, and a whiskey. Carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. Dreams and maters on the vine, far from the city where we can whisper. Carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. For no matter where we roam, me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and back to me. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and back to me. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and back to me. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me. Carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time.